Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed. We are higher on the wheat and the corn, softer on soybeans. On corn, we had seen an advance in the old crop prices here earlier today, as much as 8 cents. Wheat in Chicago had seen a lift also, jumping around 14 cents. As we came to the first notice day washout coming in today, all May contracts went deliverable. We've seen some deliveries on the wheat trade, not too much. No deliveries on corn, for that matter, or soybeans, but soybean oil and soybean meal. They picked up deliveries, so that kept bean oil under pressure here today. On the corn trade, more sales. Another 120,000 metric tons of corn out the door today to an unknown. Yesterday it was Spain. Next week's WASDE numbers, USDA is going to have to get active. They were dragging their feet when they let the tariffs go into place. They said they wanted to see what would happen for a couple of months. Well, a couple of months have went by. We're selling more corn than they're thinking we're going to sell. They're probably off by the tune of 100 million bushels. So we should see a 50 million bushel downward adjustment on the carryout by increase of exports, unless they can find some other ways with their pencil to magically find corn or to magically back off feeding rates somewhere. But for that matter, we do see the carryout either stable or lower on old crop next week. Of course, the reason why the market really isn't too concerned is the Safrina crop seems to be off to a fair operating process down in Brazil. That corn crop gets harvested in July, and then, of course, you know what they're talking about, our crop. You know, they're counting every rooster before the egg can be hatched. We get the acres in. Going to be a lot of acres. Got good moisture now. No worrying about a drought this summer, even though there are forecasters that are concerned about this turning into a 2012 drying up here later on. But nonetheless, the trade was firmer earlier than it is right now. July corn is up 5 cents at 475 and a quarter. Dees corn up a quarter, 444 and three quarters. In the wheat, Chicago July up 6.5 cents at 532. Kansas July up 2 cents, 533. That's about 8 cents off our earlier session highs. Minneapolis July wheat up a quarter right now, 593. New crop September off three quarters, 605 and three quarters. In delivery, May Minneapolis up 9, but it doesn't matter to you. That's just the boys inside the delivery process now joshling things around. Farmers don't get that. You get the July contract. On the beans, we are down 9 3/4 cents for July, 1043, while November loses 9 cents as well, 1016 and a quarter. Bean oil down 55 cents, 4878. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, not too rosy today after yesterday's big action to the upside. Cash trade, we're still yet to see it, but the April contract expiring kind of disappointing. Down 60 cents, 215.75. We do have 218 bids in Nebraska. I heard yesterday 220 was being passed, but not knowing if they took it. Otherwise, we're still awaiting any activity. Probably going to be Friday after the close. Currently, right now, we do have the box beef off 249 for choice. Select down 67 cents. And so the board is weeping to the downside here. Some technical damage actually occurring to the live cattle trade. We'll see if that follows and stays under pressure here into the close. If so, when we have this kind of action, we're typically kind of rough in the cattle trade over the next few weeks. So we'll see. June cattle down $1.75, 208.45. August down $1.50, 204.17. The feeder cattle May losing $1.27, 292.75. August feeders, they're down $1.77, 295.12, while September gives up $1.77, 293.82. In the hog trade, we are off $1.52 on June's, 97.92. July off $1.30, 98.30. Metals under correction mode as well today. Down $14 on the June gold, 3,319, but they're $45 off morning lows. They were down to 3,275. Silver, same story. Had a low this morning of $32.38. Now we're $32.90 off 67 cents. So some very volatile action taking place. Bitcoin off $1,200, $94,158. Crude oil, even though inventory data showed a draw from the Department of Energy earlier today, in the energy side, we were down 4 million barrels. Even the gasoline had a big draw. Corn stocks were improving, but the crude oil market, sharply lower, down $1.91 at $58.50 on talk that Saudi Arabia said They're available and predicting prolonged low prices, and that sent the crude oil market lower. Gasoline down 3.5 cents a gallon, $2.02, while diesel fuel down 5.5 cents a down 5.5 cents a gallon at $2.75. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.